Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
The first step toward victory is confessing our own faults and our sins to God, and sometimes the faults to one another. James 5:16. And there are people that each of us find difficult to love in this world. Jesus says in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So after commanding us to love our enemies and to bless those that curse us and those that hate us, we're to do good to, and we're to pray for who? Those which despitefully use and persecute us. Jesus then says that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus is connecting the fact that we're the children of our Heavenly Father with walking in love, even toward our enemies. In this connection between being the children of our Heavenly Father and walking in love, even toward our enemies, we see the priority that God puts on the premium of walking in love,
even toward those who hate us.
The Bible says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 for reference. One writer concerning the Sermon on the Mount, which we're reading right here in Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount covers Matthew 5 through 7. We call the Sermon on the Mount Jesus' longest recorded sermon or message. We call it the Constitution of the Kingdom of God. We do not seek to walk out what Jesus is teaching in order to be saved, but we live it out because we are saved. The message in Matthew 5 through 7 is not a presentation of the plan of salvation, nor is it a teaching intended for unsaved people. It was addressed to Christ's disciples, as we see in the first two verses of this message, beginning in Matthew 5. So this constitution of the kingdom of Christ is to govern the kings, that's Jesus' subjects, during his reign and in his reign over our lives. It is by no accident, one writer notes, that the Sermon on the Mount is placed near the beginning of the whole New Testament scriptures. The positioning of this kingdom constitution of the Sermon on the Mount indicates its importance, its priority, and that's why it's at the beginning of the New Testament canon of scripture. In this constitution of the kingdom of Christ, King Jesus summarizes the character and conduct expected of his subjects or his disciples. So after commanding us to love even our enemies, Jesus associates that with being a child of our Father which is in heaven. We prove to be the children of our Father when we walk in love and we pray for even our enemies. So this truth begs the rhetorical question as to whether or not we're truly the children of our Father through Christ. And that would be associated with us loving even our enemies and those that curse us. Matthew 5:44 again, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain, he blesses, on the just and on the unjust. God has bestowed his blessings on the evil and on the good, including sending his only begotten Son to die for our sins.
And that would be the sins of the whole world.
So verse 46, Jesus then says, for if you love them which love you, that's easy, right? What reward have ye? What good is that? Do not even the publicans
the same?
So Jesus is saying that anybody can love those that love them. Even the heathen can do that. Then he says, if you salute or you greet and say hi to your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans or the heathen do the same? So Jesus is saying that as we love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, his love is to be in us and to exude from our lives. A few verses earlier in verse 16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Remember, saints, as disciples of Christ, sin and Satan are our enemies, not sinners. A modern misconception among disciples of Christ is that our whole duty is just to preach the truth. We are also to walk in the love of God as commanded by Christ. If you die telling the truth perfectly and yet you die not walking in love, you are as sure for hell as if you were already there. Jesus finishes this section, verse 48, the last verse in chapter 5. He says, be ye therefore perfect or mature, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Perfect here means complete. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God didn't just give us his truth, he gave it to us in his love. We're commanded to walk in love, and such is of the highest priority of the Lord.
Colossians 3:14, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.
Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. As we wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word, the truth of God, it must be out of a disposition of the love of God. As we walk in oneness with the Lord who is love, his love is going to permeate and fill our disposition. Remember, if we die without his love, we will not be with him above. We often call 1 Corinthians 13 the love chapter, and for good reason. If we die without love, we will not be with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13 and the whole of God's Word teaches us that love is of the highest priority to the Lord. Amen. Before we pray, I want to say this final statement. 1 Corinthians 13, reading it every morning will change your life as it has mine. Let us no longer say that we are of the Lord if we're not walking in the love of the Lord. Let us pray, saints. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. Please grant us repentance in any way that we are not abiding in thee, dear Lord. Please fill us with your love and let it be poured upon all around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.